all the little city-states once more began to quarrel with each other, as they had done in the good old days. The Romans, who had little understanding and less love for these silly bickerings of a race which they rather despised, showed great forbearance. But tiring of these endless dissensions, they lost patience, invaded Greece, burned down Corinth, to encourage the other Greeks, and sent a Roman governor to Athens to rule this turbulent province. In this way, Macedonia and Greece became buffer states, which protected Rome's eastern frontier. Meanwhile, right across the Hellespont lay the kingdom of Syria, and Antiochus III, who ruled that vast land, had shown great eagerness when his distinguished guest, General Hannibal, explained to him how easy it would be to invade Italy and sack the city of Rome. Lucius Scipio, a brother of Scipio the African fighter who had defeated Hannibal and his Carthaginians at Zama, was sent to Asia Minor. He destroyed the armies of the Syrian king near Magnesia in the year 190 BC. Shortly afterwards, Antiochus was lynched by his own people. Asia Minor became a Roman protectorate, and the small city-republic of Rome was mistress of most of the lands which bordered upon the Mediterranean.